Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3,
welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what we're going to do. We got lots to talk about. And magical engineer Frank is ready to go. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about the first part of the show, the remote work, you know, the work from home situation. No boundaries. How is that impacting health? We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about gene splicing in a little bit. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking Lord's face. Hope you join me. Mind the time. It grows short. But we got to give, adulations and thanks where it's due, and that would be with the Lord. So today's devotional is in Matthew 5. It says, well, Proverbs 14, it says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Matthew 5 is, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm ready. I'm thirsty for some righteousness, especially in Washington, D.C., and all across this nation. We're going to seek the Lord's face and pray for that and tear down the demonic strongholds, and the Lord's will be done. Amen? And mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quack report, Massachusetts governor. Have you heard this, Frank? Charles Baker. He says that in Massachusetts, all the college kids, anybody that's attending school under the age of 30 has to get a flu shot. Children that are 6 months and older that attend daycare also have to get a flu shot. He claims this, quote, the more people who get the flu shot don't get the flu and don't wind up in the ER. Well, obviously, Charlie didn't read the scientific data that supports. Well, the CDC even admits this, the scientific data doesn't prove that flu shots prevent flu, because CDC admits the flu shot is ineffective, causes mutations of the flu virus each year, including that. And moreover, a study did find that the flu shot increases childhood hospitalizations for flu-like illnesses by 3 times, can even send kids into convulsions. So in regards to the COVID-19, the Department of Defense study found that the flu shot actually causes greater susceptibility to getting the coronavirus infection. Uh-oh. Shoot that one down, hmm? Science, dude, science. From the horse's mouth. Okay, moving along in the quack report. Love this one. We've reported on this before. This is now research that is shown up in the journal Polos Pathogens. Says that, hey, zinc, scientists at universities across Australia found zinc deters the pneumonia pathogen bacteria. They said zinc has this role as an antimicrobial in response to your immune system. And so if you have adequate zinc, it both minimizes your risk or it controls the spread of pneumonia. And they also found in 2010, University Institute of Health said that COVID, same thing with zinc. If you have an adequate zinc, you won't get sick with COVID virus. Last but not least, in the quack report, we talked about this. We kind of scooped this the other day, Frank. This is out of Minneapolis, new study that says patients that take a lot of anticholinics, there's like 100 different common drugs that are called anticholinics, increase your risk of memory problems, dementia. We covered that, what, Tuesday? I think just this past Tuesday. So the study did wind up in the Journal of Neuropathy, and all increases your risk of things like Alzheimer's and so forth. So if you missed the show, you can go back to the archives at thepowerherbs.com and click on that. It should be posted soon. And you can get informed there with lots of links to empower yourself. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Alrighty, we're going to be talking about the remote work from home and the lack of boundaries it's offering and the health fallout that we're also seeing. Some new research out of the University of Arkansas shows that the COVID virus has drastically changed how businesses operate. Of course, that's no real, you know, revelation to you by now. But these changes, though, they found, are compared to previous major events such as World War II. And we know World War II changed America. You know, women went into the workforce because most of the men were fighting overseas. Industries were changed into making, you know, tanks and jeeps. And so there was, you know, a shortage of ingredients like eggs. And out of that came recipes for war cakes, making cakes with no eggs and using, what, applesauce. So this COVID is being kind of compared. This virus is being compared as having an impact on America and other countries as if we went to war. So that is quite a comparison. And that the influenza strain called COVID that tends to affect a minority of people has impacted countries like the United States as if we're at war. So we're going to check this out and take a look at this new research and see what else is they're saying about this. But this research out of, this is Arkansas, University of Arkansas, they had a panel of experts on this research. And according to the report, they had this international panel of experts that included a lot of management and business professionals and professors. They were all looking over the data and how the work from home is influencing the workplace. Okay. And also the health of the businesses overall, the employees and everything else. Frank is trying to say something. What are you trying to say, Frank? You said ain't much of a war that only 0.008% are dying. Well, that's a good point, Frank. And that's why I said only a minority are affected by the COVID virus. And so what this whole thing is influenza virus, according to Dr. Johan Gazik, who's a virologist. He's an expert in Sweden. He says everybody's come in contact with COVID. It's just influenza strain. The problem is this particular strain will cause issues for people that tend to be on prescription drugs that drain them of the zinc. And, of course, in the Quack Report, we just heard science telling us zinc is important for immune defense. So if your heart drugs, for instance, are draining you of zinc, yeah, you're going to be vulnerable to an influenza virus like this. So he even went as far as to say, Dr. Gazik, that it was quite draconian how some nations responded to this virus. So we went to war over a flu bug, killing 0.888%. So, according to the research and these experts, these professors, these business professionals, and so on, they looked over the data and how the work from home is influencing our workplace and our health, our business health and our overall health. So this research did get published in the August 2020 Journal of the American Psychologist. So here's a quote from one of the researchers on the team, Dr. Michael Walmont. He's a professor at Sam Walton's College of Business. He says this: the COVID has been a major event and has generated profound impact on how businesses operate. It has led to the demise of some markets and businesses and to also the creation of others. This pandemic, just like war, has and will change work environments and in fundamental ways. This event challenges people to learn to work dramatically differently than in previous generations. End of quote. Well, the framework is quite different for workplace environments now. The overall framework of, you know, how businesses operate has been changed dramatically. And the work from home is more isolating, and employee work relationships have been kind of regulated to it's a downgrade, basically, from an interactive, maybe friendship with coworkers to maybe being compared to, you know, your friend being just listed on social media. It's like a virtual friend. So teamwork is also severely hindered, and there is little supervision, if any. And, of course, you know, the time frame for people to get back to you is, like, extended. Now, some employees are pretty much not cut out for working in a work-from-home environment. That setting has no boundaries for them. It doesn't set boundaries for work, and it conflicts with their home environment. So some people aren't, you know, motivated to work from home. So how many of us have actually called a company, right? Frank, have you called a company lately? And the representative is clearly working from home. You can tell this due to either background noise, you know, maybe there's a child screaming or baby cooing or dog barking. Or maybe it sounds like, you know, maybe the person just sounds like they woke up and just answered the phone. So recent media reports declare that many businesses will continue this work from home setup even after the virus threat has passed. So companies show lower overhead, not having to rent office space, pay for property liability insurance, pay for the utilities there, the cleaning crew there, the toilet paper for there, and, you know, other expenses. So where they save in overhead, they're going to sacrifice in customer service and satisfaction, because too many businesses use the excuse of COVID. It's really people not doing their job and their due diligence towards the customer. You know, they're just leveraging this. Oh, Frank says, yep, he's noticing this too, but what, they are at least as incompetent as they always have been. Well, it just magnifies it, doesn't it? But according to the University of Arkansas, in their report, over 80% of Americans now are working from their sofa or their dining room table. And that means fewer companies need a human resource manager. So the dog begging to go out and the toddlers needing attention and many other distractions are impacting the level of service we now experience. So employees that would normally take a sick day to recover from illness, now they can just turn on their computer and clock in. Right? The level of inability for people to do their jobs is adequately significantly noticeable. All right, so how many times have you called somebody, Frank, and their phone connection is crap? I mean, they're working from home, but it's like it's garbled or it's muffled or you can barely understand what they're saying. 70% of the time, is that what you said? Oh, my word. I mean, it's really crazy. Well, let's look at some of the health issues from working from home that the Arkansas University report came out with. So they said when people cannot connect with their coworkers with what is essentially, they're under pretty much employment house arrest working from home. The loss of connecting, they say, with people negatively impacts not only their work performance and their goals, but their health. So the companies, also the health of the company too. So the companies that will retain this type of work environment after the pandemic lifts are going to sacrifice accountability, productivity, and a level of service and other essential business qualities. Other drawbacks to virtual work environments are, they say employee substance abuse with no supervision and increased addictions. Oh, yeah. I've called somebody to get, you know, customer service to ask a question, and the guy either sounded like he just woke up or he was, sucking on a blunt. You know, he was, like, getting high off, you know, cannabis or something. They run the risk of misrepresentation and fraud by employees not being supervised. Or employee mental health problems will be on the increase because of the isolation and loneliness, as well as this employer shift to some type of work-home surveillance, maybe, or in a case of a substitute for supervision. So maybe if you want to work from home, your employer says you got to be surveilled. Put a camera on your computer, maybe your entire house. Also, they may even require optic or body scan chips to prove you actually logged into your computer, you know, because they can't monitor you there. How about optional in-home random inspections? You know, remember, you know, you go to the workplace and they would do random drug tests. What about random home inspections? How about all this poor phone connection quality and frequent drop calls? I don't know how many times lately I've called somebody and it just dropped at a critical point, too. Poor customer care service is the result and insufficient follow-up, you know. How about, and anybody think of this? People working at home, residential neighborhoods, their computers are, you know, at home, their phone lines are there. Inclement weather threatens maybe power lines in residential areas. The breakdown in communication can increase. Well, Frank is saying here, let me just see. Frank says, responsible adults can work from home successfully, idiot children cannot. And he says they should be made to set aside a separate room to work from, and during work hours, video surveillance in that room. Well, you know, that's probably what they're going to come up with. You know, you have a work room, it's surveilled. Also, you know, they run the risk of people, you know, when you were in an office, you know, a lot of times you had a little kind of competition with a coworker. So there's a lack of ambition and competition, which can impact productivity, ideas, and things like that. Let me give you a perfect example, Frank. Let me give you a perfect example. Apothecary Herbs, the one and only herb company, your beloved herb company, recently moved to a new office. August 22nd, okay, 2020, they put in a request to Spectrum Business Phone Service to move, not transfer, but to move their business lines to their new office location. It's the same phone company servicing the numbers, just moving the lines. So 12 days later, okay, from getting moved in and their phone being put in, Apothecary Herbs does not have their phone numbers ringing at the new location. So if you dial their toll-free number, various messages may result from the numbers not available or no longer in service to a busy signal, or maybe you'll hear try your number again later. So Apothecary Herbs was promised by Spectrum to have their phone lines within 72 hours of their landline installation. The landline was installed, but the business numbers are not working on that line. So getting the issue resolved has been pretty frustrating because Spectrum seems to have problems on their administrative plus their technical end. So the phone tech that installed the line at the new office said that he has heard numerous horror stories of businesses without phone service for days. So therefore, it appears to be kind of an acceptable practice at Spectrum, Time Warner, and Charter. They're all the same company, which, you know, is why they don't call you back to give you any update on the status of your phone line. They're not calling us back. So Apothecary Herbs has reached out to Spectrum supervisors, managers, and even the CEOs of Spectrum regarding this serious issue, and they're pretty much met with indifference or silence, right? So they're being told, we're working on it. You'll have your lines in 72 hours. They've been hearing that for almost 2 weeks. So other phone providers in the area offer the similar service experience due to the work-from-home arrangements. And here's the thing. Please pray that the phone lines get straightened out. And if you call Apothecary Herbs, you can reach their call center using this number, 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. Now, they have a patch, their old local number, 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. So these numbers ring into the call center, but not at the new location where Apothecary Herbs is. So the call center can take messages and place orders for you. And so these numbers are a temporary patch at the present time. They actually don't ring at the new office. So you can leave a message for a callback or place an order through the call center. Messages will be emailed to Apothecary Herbs to their new location. So this situation is kind of serious that, you know, a customer got through to the call center today, Frank, and asked the call center operator if Apothecary Herbs went out of business. Yeah. Because they can't see the toll-free number is the one that's in all the advertising and things. It's the international number, too, for Canada. So people are thinking they went out of business. That's not good. So with your prayers and God's help, that's not going to happen, right? Right. So prayer, you know, has power. So pray not only for our nation, pray for those leading it. And infrastructure shaking is what we're seeing. Look at this phone thing. I mean, this is like a third world country kind of thing happening here. So if we can't get a phone line moved 30 miles, what else may we not be able to have and we'll have to do without? So if you have not stocked up and if you have not stocked up your backup herb medicines, now's a good time to think about it. Pandemics will continue because they're being used as fear and control. They're leveraged for that, as you're seeing now. So if you have herb solutions for viruses and bacterial infections, the fear is removed. For instance, astragalus root is very high in zinc, protect you from pneumonia, protect you from COVID, protect you from a whole lots of stuff, and it's an immune supporter, so lovely. So if you have your herb solutions, viruses and bacterial infections, the fear is removed. So Apothecary Herbs does have pandemic kits with lots of goodies in there. And you can go to their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and you can check out the herb kits there. Or you can give them a call and place an order through their call center. The number is 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. And the old local number still pointing to the call center is 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. That's going to get you to the call center. That's going to get you to placing an order if you don't do the internet. If you want a call back from Apothecary Herbs in their new location, they can call you back, obviously on a different line, and they can place your order for you there as well. So a little patience is appreciated as we work through this challenging time. Hopefully the toll-free number of 866-229-3663 will be working real soon. So take advantage of the Labor Day sale. They have a Labor Day sale, 25% off with coupon Labor Day 20 if you're using that coupon. And that sale, it's just, I think, on the 7th. Yeah, the Labor Day is the 7th, so it ends on Labor Day. And it works on orders of $50 or more. So do take advantage of that and stock up on your cleanses, your immune support, your pandemic kits, your snake bite kits, all kinds of neat things, very unique and powerful professional strength formulas. You will not be disappointed. ThePowerHerbs.com. And, of course, 828-469-5972 is the number. If you're on their website, do sign up for their free online newsletters full of lots of natural healing information you won't get anywhere else. And they're absolutely free, but they're emailed to you. They're not snail mailed to you. So if you got email and you want to receive one, go to books and newsletters on their website at thepowerherbs.com and sign up today. HealthQuest will go out on Friday. That's tomorrow if you want one of those. And, of course, the American Survival goes out on Tuesday. I can see by the clock we're going to take a break, but we'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs?
Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of mega doses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Prone to developing kidney stones, nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Go green. Herb Talk Live, Green, now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
We're back here on Herb Talk, and thank you, Frank. Keep me hanging on. Went right there with the phone company, keeping me hanging on. I can't believe, customers thought, we were going out of business. Well, why wouldn't they think that when you got a toll-free number that's out of service all of a sudden? Sad, isn't it? It's really sad. I'm trying not to get really mad about it. I'm trying real hard. No, the phone companies don't really give a rat's ass because they don't really keep you up to date on what they're doing. They keep saying, oh, just hold on, 72 hours, and I tell them we're 13 days past that by 4 times. My blood pressure will go up if I don't stop. I'm putting it in the Lord's hands. I'm putting it in the Lord's hands. And, well, that's right. Lily Tomlin used to tell us these things, right? Ringy dingy. Right? Okay. Well, getting back to our empowering topics, Frank. We could talk all day about that, but just keep praying. Your prayers are so appreciated. I love you all out there. We'll get the phones working. It's just aggravating. All right. We're going to talk about gene splicing, we talked about, how they spliced your foods, and stuff, but they're splicing your viruses, your genetically modified viruses. That's what RNA vaccine is, a modified virus. Very bad, very virulent, very Very, very bad. So we're going to talk about gene-spliced foods here. According to the Institute of Responsible Technology, they say science is playing a game of genetic roulette with your food. Of course, we kind of knew that. Reports that genetically modified foods are safe and healthy as organic food is, and, you know, no difference, they're saying. This is a political assertion and really not a scientific one. So there's really no science that's backing that up. Same thing with the vaccines. There's no science that backs up what they tell you the vaccines do for you. So according to Jeffrey Smith, he's the founder of the Institute of Responsible Technology, there are many scientists, including ones at the FDA, that are very concerned about our genetically modified foods and other products. So we're going to find out some of the latest here and what they're doing, what's in the grocery stores, what's going to be there, and how we can protect ourselves. So what the insiders in these industries are noticing is the scientists are saying that your GM foods that people are eating is that they can cause a lot of health problems that will most likely not be traced back to the genetically modified food. So, of course, you know, what does science, medical science do? If you've been listening to me, if I've instructed you well enough, you know that the fallback reason you're sick is... what is it that science tells you? What is it that doctors tell you? You're sick because of genetics. You're the problem. Your genes are the problem. That's their fallback reason. It must be genetic. But foods is their problem. So here are some of the brief. This is a brief list of concerns they have. With your GM foods, it can cause allergies, but it can be hard to detect the source of the allergy. Also, there's nutritional problems. We knew that with GM foods. Also, there's accidental, unexpected changes when they genetically modify the plant, and scientists have not foreseen all those outcomes. They really don't know. Also, there's high concentrations of plant toxins in the genetically modified versions. And also, there's an increased plant uptake of toxins in the environment. So your GM plants are more susceptible to uptaking or absorbing your pesticides, herbicides, and heavy metals. Here is a quote from Jeffrey Smith, founder of Institute for Responsible Technology. He says, it is recommended to test every GM food before it enters the marketplace. However, the FDA operates on orders from the old Bush White House to promote the biotechnology industry. And so a lot of the appointees in government that are influencing that agency and its policies include people that formerly used to work for places like Monsanto. So they're ignoring a lot of scientific warnings, and they're allowing the GM crops to directly enter the market without any safety studies. It's bad, of course, you know. Well, and let's look at some new science studies. These scientists that have conducted their own safety studies on genetically modified foods produce some disturbing findings. The animal studies, like the rats, we heard about the rats, the GM foods show damage to virtually every system in the rat's body. So farmers that are planting GM crops are reporting thousands of sick, sterile, and dead animals due to them eating these GM foods. So here are some of the highlights to the animal studies using GM foods in which many of the conditions were reversed by taking the animals off the GM foods, proving that GM food is causing the illness. They say your GM tomatoes, for instance, caused some stomach lesions. It led to life-threatening hemorrhages, and most of the rats died within 2 weeks. Also, GM potatoes contains a bacterial gene to produce insecticides or BT toxin. So this causes damage to small intestines and abnormal cell growth. For humans, it would also involve the appendix gland. And so another type of GM potato that's designed to manufacture a different insecticide called GNA lictin, it produces proliferative cell growth or increased risk of cancer tumors in your stomach and intestines, and the intestines were abnormally heavy in weight. So GM potatoes also showed to affect the brain, causing slow brain growth. GM potatoes produce also liver damage, made the organ atrophy. Oh, boy. GM corn, the Monsanto's 863 corn, has a lot of BT toxins, and it causes liver lesions and extreme toxicity. Another GM corn is called Liberty Link, and it contains herbicides. And it was fed to chickens, and they died of twice the rate of those fed the organic corn. Your GM soy, it alters your enzyme production and sacrifices your liver's metabolic function. It also alters your gene expression, changing the shape and function of your cells. So the pancreas was also affected and was not able to produce adequate digestive enzymes. Also caused changes to testicles, altering sperm cells. Ooh, ouch. And embryos also changed with DNA expression and was affected. That's your GM soy. And most of your soy products now, like your soy milk, for instance, all GM. GM canola oil, contains Roundup, that's your glyphosate. And animal studies showed it produces 12 to 16% increase in weight in your liver and inflames the liver. So it also noted a lot of animal deaths in most of these studies with ties to the GM manufacturers. But, you know, all that got dismissed and swept under the rug, not explained, no follow-up. Well, money answereth all things. God told us that. And Jeffrey Smith, founder of the Institute of Responsible Technology, says, what science expects to see from food testing is a standard guide for safety, and it's a result that produces no harm. That is not the result involving GM foods. And also Michael Antonou, he's a molecule geneticist at King's College in London, UK. He says the findings are not random, and they reflect the insult of GM foods and what they cause on your liver and other organs. He says the long-term consequences of GM diet is not known. GM foods could lead to liver damage and general toxemia. So that means, you know, you're poisoned to death, basically. Then there was this Russian study at the National Academy of Sciences. They were looking at the GM studies. They were feeding animals GM soy, and 2 weeks before the rats mated, they were fed this soy stuff. And here's what they found out. They had high mortality. Over 51% of the offspring died within the first 3 weeks, compared to just 10% that were fed organic feed. The offspring also were smaller in size and weight when the mother ate the GM foods, and the offspring were also sterile. The Russians determined that the GM soy would be an excellent rodent control product. Not for humans to consume, apparently. A die-off is guaranteed at 55% without ability to reproduce. Wow, right? Here's a farmer's report. This is interesting. More than 24 farmers have difficulty officially reporting on livestock having problems when they eat the GM corn, any of the GM corn feed that they gave cows and stuff. Farmers report their pigs have reproductive problems and died. Autopsies of the pigs show they have become sterile, and those that they thought, you know, had become pregnant, gave birth to bags of water called a false pregnancy. That's creepy. That's just bizarre. Bags of water. Now, the same happened with the cows, with bulls, with horses, with chickens, with water buffalo. And in India, the shepherds there report that their flock that were grazing on BT GM cotton plants, they all died in 7 days. Wow. Big loss. And in 2006, other shepherds lost 10,000 sheep, and they lost even more the next year in 2007. So the liver, also had enlarged, and also the bile ducts of the liver had enlarged when they autopsied these sheep. The official finding stated the sheep mortality was due to toxins caused by BT toxins from the GM cotton. Jeffrey Smith says this, nearly every independent animal feeding safety study on GM foods shows adverse or unexplained effects. And these studies are suppressed, ignored, and denied, sort of like my toll-free number issue. But the industry's studies are not peer review and are not published. And it took lawsuits to make two of them unsealed. Researchers who discover problems with GM food are often demoted, deprived of their tenure, threatened, or fired. Oh, yeah. See, that's, you know, we live in the age of information and knowledge. That's what they said in the evil day, the last days. Information or knowledge would be increased. It doesn't mean it's truthful, though. See, doesn't mean it's truthful. Fake news is a good example. Let's see, this is Jeffrey Smith again. He says, GM foods are contributing to the deterioration of health in the United States. Without human clinical trials or post-marketing surveillance, we won't be able to tell which worsening health statistic may be due to these foods. Well, you know, that's the point. They don't want you tracing that and, you know, pointing the finger at Monsanto. Oh, no. And here's what you don't know. According to Dr. Mercola, Joseph Mercola, he says a majority of Americans are not very careful about the food that they eat. That's right. People are not discerning. They go to the store and they just put in the conventionally grown produce and whatever in their cart. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that in a million years. Everything's got to be organic, certified organic, or I'm not eating it. So they're eating foods with built-in pesticide toxins, and they obviously don't know it, according to Dr. Mercola. He goes on to say, genetic engineers remove the gene that produces the BT bacteria toxin and insert it into the DNA of the crop they want to modify, meaning your corn, your soy, your cotton, etc. See, they're altering the creation of God Almighty. And when they do that, they alter the creation of man. So what you eat influences your DNA in 6 days. So how are these toxins in modified foods causing health problems? That may be a question. So these are, you know, pore-forming toxins. So in your GM foods, what they do is they disrupt the essential mineral balance needed in your cells to survive, and instead the cells rupture and they become necrotic and die. So what is even more disturbing is that these toxins are proteins and they can react differently in different environments, such as outside or inside your cells. So scientists that have helped to create GM foods do not have any idea how to go about studying the unpredictability of these toxic elements. And that's why they should have attempted to do some independent studies. And this is also why, you know, Monsanto doesn't want to have any of those published. And they called those independent study non-based scientific research because it would hurt their reputation. But basically, some of the research shows that it negatively impacts the human digestive system very quickly, and these GM foods destroy the good healthy bacteria. And about 70% of Canadian women who were pregnant and ate GM foods, the BT toxin in the foods showed up in their blood plasma, and it showed up in the infant's blood plasma at birth too. So it went through the umbilical cord. So the toxins are also filtering into our water supply. And how is that happening? Well, farmers often leave leaves and stalks and husks and cobs on the field after the harvest to help improve the soil. you know. And they tested rivers and streams near areas where they were growing GM crops, and 86% tested positive to BT toxin, and this was 6 months after the harvest time. So the toxin will harm aquatic life and other animals that eat or drink it, frogs especially, fish. And also they notice that your GM foods ramp up allergies. And we just talked about, Frank, on Tuesday, how your allergy meds can promote dementia symptoms. So more people are going to be on allergy meds because the GM foods ramp up allergies. And so you're going to see an uptick in dementia and Alzheimer's cases. So according to the Institute of Responsible Technology, the toxic proteins in GM foods increase sensitivities to food causing allergic reactions. Jeffrey Smith says this, mice that were fed BT toxin GM food cause sensitivity to otherwise harmless compounds. So the BT toxin caused a wide range of allergic responses. Farmers have also reported allergic reactions handling the GM product when they had no previous allergies. Now in Vancouver, Washington, he says, they sprayed gypsum moss with VT toxins, and 500 people reported severe flu-like symptoms in the emergency room. However, the VT toxin in plants is 3,000 to 5,000 times more potent than a spray is. So you can't wash it off. You can't wash it off the food. It's designed to be a toxic poison, Jeffrey says. It's designed to kill you. Joseph Mercola adds, what all this means is that if you are eating foods containing GM, soy, corn, or other things, they can poison you with toxins in the form of concentrated pesticides. Currently, 90 to 95% of your corn and your soy is genetically modified. Every processed food and food served in restaurants, which is not correctly labeled USDA organic, is a GM food. End of quote. I know, a long time ago, I quit eating corn. I read my labels very carefully. I do. So, you know, detox is my motto. It's been my motto for decades. And what honest scientists and researchers are saying is we should hear the warning and not consume our GM foods. You know, be selective, pay more for the genetically or certified organic rather than eat the genetically modified. And they are predicting pretty much extreme health epidemics in the future that will take a hold of the majority of the population. I could see that. So for some time, you know, I've been kind of saying, you know, use your organic, certified organic herbs and foods, detox the toxins, get the poisons, the residues, the pharmaceutical junk out of your system. Take those steps, and they're not hard. I mean, detoxing's not that hard. It's just something you do. You know, you change the filters in your air conditioning unit. It's something you do. You change the oil in your car. It's something you do. So this is the same thing. It's maintenance. It's preventative maintenance. Detox your system. And that's what the folks at Apothecary Herbs specialize in, cleanse and nourish. Immune boosting, of course, and, of course, the detox, the organ cleanses. So you can go to their website and check them out. Look at the category of organ cleanses, and the cleanses in the catalog, if you want their free product catalog, you can order one online or call, and the cleanses are listed in the order in which you do them. Okay. If you have questions, of course, Apothecary Herbs is there. A little difficult to get them directly this time because their phone is not directly porting to their office, but there's a patchwork around, and you can get to their call center, and they can shoot them an email, and they'll call you back. So incoming's a problem. Incoming calls are a problem as the phone company tries to work that out. So if you go to thepowerherbs.com, click on organ cleanses, and that way you can learn how you can detox. Also, if you're looking for a super nutritional infusion into the system, if you're lacking minerals, vitamins, amino acids, things like that, they do have under their energy boosting tab a product called Body Foundation Food Mix. It's one of their top products. People love it. They feel great when they're taking it. and they don't feel as hungry, because when the body's satisfied with nutrition, you're not as hungry. And this is why people are eating three times the amount of food compared to people of the early 1900s, because once we changed agriculture and we started using fertilizers and pesticides and herbicides, it blocks the nutrition that the plant is able to grab from the soil, and the salt gets depleted, the topsoil is very depleted, and so you have less nutrition, 50% less now, and therefore people are trying to compensate and they eat more. So thepowerherbs.com, of course, they have the workaround number 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. And the old local number is still functioning for the moment, 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. And no, Apothecary Herbs is not out of business. It's just that their toll-free number is not working properly. And if you dial it, you'll get it's not in service kind of thing. So we'll hang in there, and it'll get corrected. It's just the sooner the better. Right? Absolutely. Okay, we have a few minutes. We have a few minutes before we have to go. And I get calls a lot on, you know, people saying, you know, I have in my family tree, you know, relatives that, you know, had unfortunately come down with cancer. You know, what can I do? I said, well, you have a lot of power with the foods you eat, and unfortunately we tend to eat like our relatives. We do. And so if our relatives got cancer, you know, we eat like them, we're probably going to get cancer. Of course, genetics do have something to do with it, but they've already scientifically proven that if you clean up your lifestyle and you go from not so great diet to a healthy, clean, certified organic diet, that you can change your DNA in 6 days. So just because someone says it's genetic doesn't mean it has to stay that way. And, of course, we're seeing genetically modified foods, genetically modified serums and vaccines. So they're changing. They're changing your DNA through those things. But if you get some clean, healthy food, you can help preserve what God created for you. So you have a lot of power through diet. You really do. And you can change your DNA in 6 days. So, and a lot of the indicator problems that people, you know, what are some of the symptoms that I may, you know, have a cancer, the big C problem? Well, when the body has an alter in function, you might want to pay attention to that. The body gives us signals. Some of the basic involuntary functions can be kind of your early alert signals to something's wrong. And, or functions that can change and become more frequent or not go away. So let's take a look at it. Be aware of coughing, sneezing, and your breathing, because these will change when a sign of cancer develops. So a pulmonary cancer, leukemia, these can cause conditions where it changes in your breathing. Cancer pain can also radiate over a shoulder or down your arm. So these could be indicators. Swelling, lumps, swallowing problems, these could be indicators that you have lymphatic glands that are affected, maybe enlarged, esophageal, throat, or even breast cancer can cause swelling of these glands and cause you to have difficulty swallowing. So fevers is another indicator, as well as bleeding and bruising, bloating and abdominal pain, inability to eat or pelvic pain, fatigue and weakness, stomach pain, rectal bleeding or blood in the stool, severe weight loss, changes in your weight, breast redness, soreness, swelling and nipple changes, and also face swelling, gauntness in the face, and your fingernails can change in color and texture, and also, of course, pain is your big signal. So those are some of the things to look for. We'll try to go more in depth in that maybe next week. But, you know, take care of yourself. Do your immune support, your organ cleansing, and you can skip a lot of internal medicine disorders. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.